Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Hello and welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm Jen.
I'm Jess.
Listen, guys, ahead of time, we are recording in the middle of an electrical storm here in New York City. So if you hear thunder and lightning, we apologize in advance. You know we're still doing this remote and, you know, it's the best we can do.
It's so witchy. It really feels like spooky. I love it.
I know. I love it, too. And your cat's here, and I have on a red lip. It's like, we're bringing Halloween early.
I know. I feel like I'm, like, petting her head. And I'm like, It's just, like, an echo in my head the rest of the show.
Where were your little witches this week? Okay, so happy Tuesday, everybody. Here we are again, twice a week. Hope you're loving it. Before we get into the show, we have a request. We would like you to take our survey, which you can find at fatmascara.com/survey, answer a few questions about yourself. It would really help us.
So, yeah, there are a few. I just want to be real. There are a few, but here's why you should do it. This will really help us learn more about who you are. Now, you may have noticed that we have some ads during the show. And if you're wondering, why are you serving me these ads? What's going on? Like, we have to have ads, okay? Like, sorry.
I'm sorry, we have to make money. Is how I make a living.
If you have a problem with the ads, you could definitely send us, like, an email directly. We do, like, want to have feedback and a dialogue with you. But, B, this will help us. Like, I'm serious, guys. This will help us create ads and, like, deal with advertisers that actually apply to you. So we're not – so we can work better together.
Right. Like, you don't want, like, pickle company if you're allergic to pickles, and we want to know that. Also, sidebar, you guys know we turn down advertisements and we never have a sponsor that we don't actually believe in, and I really do like pickles, so if there's a pickle person out there that wants to advertise on our podcast, info@fatmascara.com.
I would love, like, I would love, like, a cozy sock advertiser.
Oh, yes, like Bombas or something. I already wear those.
You know that I'm really, like, looking for, like, a great, like, cat comb, like a cat brush.
Take the survey and tell us and our ad agency if you have pets, because it'll really help us.
Help us help you.
So that URL again is fatmascara.com/survey, S-U-R-V-E-Y. We are not putting this on our social media. This is for our podcast listeners only. So tell your friends that listen to the podcast, take the survey, fatmascara.com/survey.
Yeah, this is just going to make the show better.
Now, back to your regularly scheduled programming. What are we talking about today, Jess?
So here's what's going on today in our topics only show. We're going to hit you with the headlines. Then we're going to talk about, oh my gosh, Clarisonic. Clarisonic is no more. I couldn't believe it. I got to tell you, the text messages were going crazy the morning that I found out that Clarisonic was no more. This was big news. We're going to talk about that. Then we're going to talk about your teeth and pregnancy. There is a connection. There are some changes. I can talk about it firsthand. And it's pretty crazy. So I can't wait to talk about that.
And Jess's dental corner.
Yeah, exactly. That's a sexy corner. That's a corner that you really don't want to be in. Okay.
Okay. Let's do the show, guys. You ready?
I'm ready. Okay. It is time to know what went down this week in the beauty world.
Yes. All right.
Big news. God. Do you hear that thunder? Do you hear that lightning?
Yeah, it definitely picked up on the recorder.
Oh, boy.
Do you want to start again?
No. Guys, just bear with us. Bear with us.
It's giving color to our whole experience today.
This is really something. And if you hear me go out, guys, it's been nice knowing you.
Stop it. It's actually a crazy electrical storm, though.
It's okay. Really unbelievable.
You know who it is? It's Rihanna. It's Rihanna just throwing thunderbolts and lightning because she's so excited. Also, I wouldn't be surprised if Rihanna could control the weather.
She probably could.
Her Fenty Skin is launching on Friday. If you've been under a rock, there you go. There's the news. But I'm really excited to talk about it with you, Jess. Oh, my God, the storm. We can't confirm or deny if we've tried the products. We'll just leave it at that. I'm just going to only, because it doesn't come out till Friday, just know it's coming out, and we will regroup next week or the week after and really discuss it.
I can't wait.
Speaking of skin, mochi skin is a thing, according to Allure, which reports it's the next glass skin. The difference, I guess, that they were saying is that, you know, glass skin was that poreless, smooth, and like kind of dewy, shiny, reflective skin?
Yes.
Well, like picture mochi, your lovely dessert that everybody loves.
Yeah.
Not always a sweet thing, sometimes a savory thing, but usually sweet. It's kind of matte, right? It has that like...
It's pliable.
Yeah, but it also has that like matte finish to it. It's like a rice flour finish, you know?
A little powdery.
Mochi. So that skin is a little bit matter. Like, honestly, at this point, though, Jess, I'm just like, okay, somebody else, pick a dessert, pick a food, and we'll make that the next skin. And my only problem here, and I love a trend, but I just think these things are like... They're unrealistic goals. Anything that looks like an object is not going to have pores, hair, a blood supply to the surface. Like, you're never going to look like anything but a human with human skin. So, like, I think that we're just perpetuating unrealistic goals. That's all I'm going to say.
I think you're 1,000% right.
Okay. Here's some good news for retail. Now that we're like starting to go back to stores, if you're in a country other than the United States, maybe you are back to stores.
By the way, I want to give...
We're having a little...
Jen, I want to give color commentary, but I just want to tell you that I'm like frozen with fear from the storm.
Oh, okay.
It's getting worse. Come on.
I know.
I'm like, cool.
It really looks like a tornado now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Keep going.
So, touchless sampling is coming. Listen, the United States, we're not doing so great with the COVID thing, but I know other stores are opening. We might be having retail experiences. And at first, a lot of beauty industry was saying they were going to do sampling packets because then you can't, you know, you don't want to use the testers and share them and touch them and pass around germs and things. And I was just like, great. So now we don't care about the environment because we're busy caring about diseases.
That's not the answer either.
But so this company, Mayumi, and I'll put a link on the blog, they're doing touchless dispensers like that are sized perfectly to the different bottles that you'll want. And I have to say, I had personal experience with the touchless thing with the hand sanitizer at my doctor's office is like a foot pedal. And a lot of them are motion activated. And I was like, you know what? From having worked in beauty retail, having worked at Sephora and that other perfumery shop, I kind of love a touchless sampler. That'll be a lot less cleaning for the retail staff, too.
So what is it like? Like you're at like the, you're at like Chanel and you like stick your little like hands underneath and like Sublimage comes out and like the perfect little pre-portion. Like thing.
You know what? Now that you're saying it like that, it really turns it into like, the bathroom at the mall as like the Chanel counter because now I'm picturing like the hand soap. oh, now it's not as cool as I thought it was.
I'm just picturing the idea. Like a bunch of like women just lining up under like, you know, the Sublimage like hand dispenser, and they just keep on going back and back and back and back, you know, like having a little.
I had not thought about that. I was more thinking about Sephora and how I'd walk by the wall and I'd be like, oh, I want to try that lotion or that moisturizer, and I can't pull up the thing. You know what? They're probably going to go through so many more samples with this touchless thing because everybody's going to be just like sticking their little paws under there all day long.
Yeah.
I don't know. Listen, we'll see what happens, but that's the news and it's coming.
It's a step forward. Interesting. What else you have? This is good.
Amazing new short film that I'm excited to watch. I've only gotten to see the trailer. It came out July 22nd. We're actually recording this. It came out, but it wasn't up yet. But Unruly, a beauty platform dedicated to black hair, joined with Dark and Lovely, the black hair care brand, to release this film, Pretty Shouldn't Hurt, which is about protective hairstyles, which are kind of a misnomer because they're supposed to be protective. But as we've had dermatologists and hairstylists come on the show and say, a lot of them can lead to traction alopecia and be downright painful. Some of the women in the trailer were talking about like their experiences being in the chair.
Wait, can you just define what protective hairstyles are? Because I don't think everyone knows that term.
Oh, yeah, of course. So not just braids, though. It's when you're putting your hair back so it won't cause breakage, or perhaps you regularly relax and you're not relaxing, or you're between getting a weave or extensions, or you just want to keep your hair nice, safe, and protected. They're usually braids of a type,
okay,
or maybe some Bantu knots or things.
Yeah, yeah.
But a lot of the experts, and there's good experts on this show, like dermatologist Dr. Crystal Agu, Anu Prestonia, she's a hairstylist that like does a lot of natural hair, and a trichologist. They were all talking about like, why don't we talk about this? If it's supposed to be so protective, it shouldn't hurt to be anywhere in beauty. Like, and this goes for all beauty treatments. Like, it shouldn't hurt to like get your hair done.
This sounds like a great film. So we can watch this online, I'm guessing, or is this on a streaming service?
Yes, it's on YouTube, and it's on the Unruly YouTube channel, and I'll put a link on the blog.
Thank you.
And last, shall we go to Jen's Science Corner?
Let's go. Take us.
Gather round, kiddies. It's time for Jen's Science Corner. So I saw this cool
I feel like you need like a, I don't know, I just feel like we need some like music or like something. I just feel like we're going here a lot lately. And people like it.
Bill Nye the Science Guy music.
Yeah, I just feel
something.
Like we need more branding. I don't know. Some sponsors.
I'll think
something.
On that. We'll take your recommendations as well. But here we are in the Science Corner, and we're looking at a new study presented at the American Academy of Dermatology's virtual meeting. So clearly they usually do this meeting in real life, IRL, but it's virtual right now. So I actually got to look at the posters that are usually up showing lots of the studies. And the highlights – okay, so here's the study that I'm excited about. It showed that the differences in the microbiome of patients with rosacea are real, and it cataloged some of the bacterial differences. Now, as you know, we've talked about this on the show, how probiotics can help with rosacea. And they found some like very interesting things. For example, at the general level, most types of rosacea patients, and there's different types, have less cutibacterium on their skin. So that's actually a good bacteria. And then people with papulopustular rosacea, say that three times fast. I think that that's the one like W.C. Fields, you know, when your nose starts to get that like bumpy thing, have an abundance of staphylococcus bacteria. So they're really starting to find out which bacterias are good and bad and how you can rebalance them. There's going to be lots more research on this in coming years. But to anybody out there with rosacea, remember I've been trying the Aurelia probiotic concentrate?
Yeah.
This just felt like it was giving me a little bit more proof that I loved of the anecdotal results that I saw that like, yes, when you feed the good bacteria and inhibit the bad bacteria and rebalance yourself as a rosacea patient, you really see an improvement. So I'll link to the poster so you can get deep into all the different bacteria strains and what they found. But that's it.
So
for
there's
Jen
all
kinds.
There's all kinds of rosacea. Basically, all rosacea is not created equal.
Exactly, and all kinds of bacteria, and it doesn't mean because this will work for me, it'll work for you, and there's a lot of trial and error, but we're getting more information.
Very cool. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Jen.
You're welcome. That was the news.
All right, let's talk about teeth, ma'am.
Yeah, man. Way cool, dude.
There I was doing a video for something for work, and I couldn't help but notice there was some crowding in my mouth. on my...
Oh, in your mouth. Yeah, okay, go on. Paint us a picture.
Not some crowding in the camera. It was just me alone doing one of these awkward videos. And by the way, you ever notice how long it takes you to do a video? Like the video...
When you're all by yourself looking at a screen?
Yeah, the video had to be like 30 seconds, but I emerged from the bedroom like 3 hours later.
Yes. Had your teeth shifted in that time?
Basically, it seemed like it. But I looked and as I'm rewatching this horribly embarrassing video, I'm noticing that my bottom teeth were really quite crowded at the bottom. And I always had a little bit of crowding. Always had like one little guy in the front that was, you know, just trying to edge through, just trying to get to the front of the line, you know?
Mm-hmm. But some are teeth, some are here, some are there.
But there was a marked difference from the last time I looked. And I sent a photograph just because I was like, I know that there's been some shifting. I sent a photograph to Dr. Mark Loewenberg. He is a dentist and he's really one of the best of the best. He was on episode 108 if you haven't heard this episode. And I know you guys might be thinking, a dentist? I don't need to spend time with a dentist on my free time. Yes, you do. On the episode, he talked to us about Julia Roberts' teeth and why they're so remarkable. There actually is like a scientific reason for it. I'm not going to spoil it. He also talks about bad breath, which if you're anything like Jen and me, like that's like one of our favorite like weird topics to talk about.
It's not my favorite. It's like my fear of a lifetime breath.
It's like a fear, but like we like commiserate and like kind of check each other about it. He's great and he's really funny and entertaining. And I knew that he would give it to me straight, no pun intended, like what happened to my teeth. And guys, friends, pals, I'm trying to change my nomenclature. Pals, it is... all about the pregnancy. The pregnancy helped speed the crowding along. Now,
how?
As we get older, things shift in our mouths. If I'm understanding correctly, hormones, musculature, you know, the face changes, as we get older.
Your skull changes.
Your skull changes.
Yeah.
You know, like if you look.
But pregnancy?
I'll get to the pregnancy in a second. As we get older, the face, the musculature. Do you hear this is like, you know, this is nuts what's happening with the thunder. The musculature changes and everything gets like smaller. So there's some crowding in the teeth, right? You look at grandma, grandpa, all of our little old friends, everything gets crowded. But with pregnancy, I get a head start, friends. There's a hormone called relaxin, and I've heard about this because the relaxin was the culprit for everything that pissed me off when I was pregnant. The feet getting wider, it's relaxin. My hips getting wider, it's relaxin. My hips hurting, like I had such lower back pain when I was pregnant. I had so much pain, like in weird parts of my body. My legs would ache in this way that I remember like coming home from work or like we went on vacation. There was a day where I just felt like, do I need to go to the hospital? Because my legs just hurt so much.
And Jeff said, it's relaxing.
No, I think he was probably so like just tired of me being like, my fill in the blank hurts. Like everything hurt.
But how does it affect your mouth?
Things just kind of like ease up. Everything loosens up and then things start shifting. Picture everything just...
Like you want a loose pelvis to let baby out, but like your jawline and the gums that hold it loosens and your teeth go wonky.
Exactly. Things just...
In case like comes out your mouth. You never know. What the hell, body? Like focus the efforts where we need them.
Exactly. The body doesn't know. Now, Dr. Loewenberg did not say the body doesn't know. He just said the hormones, the relaxin... things shift, and then love you, Dr. Loewenberg. He gives it to me right between the eyeballs, and please listen to his interview because it's just so funny. He's such a straight shooter. He's like, and it doesn't go back.
Oh, they don't.
They don't.
So you
go
have
back.
Crooked bottom teeth for life.
Yeah, that's it, baby.
Oh, well, if it's any comfort, I'll be joining you because when you said you were going to be talking about this, I did a little research and like it happens to everybody, as you said, because your skull changes. But then also apparently your top lip drops 1 millimeter every decade after the age of 30. So that means you see more of your bottom teeth because you're seeing less of your top teeth. You know,
yes.
Like when like. And then I just stumbled upon this thing that I wanted to share with you before we leave. So I, of course, Daily Mail had an article about this study that I found with the 1 millimeter. And they were like, this is a good smile. This is a bad smile. Lovely. And this is what they said. Successful smiles have an optimal balance of teeth, mouth angle, and smile extent. Nicolas Cage's smile shows too many teeth given the small size of his mouth. I was just like, that's so random. But you don't look like Nicolas Cage. Look great.
Thank you. Who are these? Daily Mail, like, who are these experts? I love their body language experts. Like,
I don't know. They'll take a scientific study and somehow make it about Nicolas Cage and get clickbait. I have no idea, but I fell for it. So.
Oh, gosh. There you all go. Right. Well,
I guess you could always get braces and Invisalign and all that orthodontic work if you wanted,
yes,
right?
Yes, I suppose I could. We know that the price of orthodontia in the United States is quite prohibitive. So if anyone is experiencing what I've experienced, I don't want anyone to feel compelled to have to fix it. It is what it is. We're all going to kind of end up in the same place. But, you know, I just thought this was really interesting. Really interesting.
Really interesting. Thanks for sharing.
Of course.
Thanks, Dr. Loewenberg.
Thanks, Dr. Loewenberg.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there. When I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Alo Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. alomoves.com, code MASCARA20.
So I guess you heard the news, especially if you were listening to the beginning of the podcast. Clarisonic just up and ended their business. That's owned by L'Oreal, by the way, in case you were wondering. They said they're going to focus on other areas of their business. But I actually think this speaks to a lot of trends, the fact that this company, you know, is going out of business. Mm. The first one being that, like, once you have a device, what do you keep buying? Mm. Like, I've thought about that for a lot of these devices that people always ask us about on DMs and stuff. But, like, these companies get into this position of they sell you this thing, and then, like, everybody who was ever going to have a Clarisonic in the United States and around the world has one now. So what, are they going to buy another? No, they buy new heads. So, like, there's no replacement to this product. And then the other thing is, a lot of people have learned, I think, with all the peels and acids and whatever, gentle is better. And I know for me, I am not saying anything against Clarisonic, but some of these facial brushes, if you have sensitive skin, it's just too much. And if you're busy using, like, all sorts of ingredients, you can't put a Clarisonic beforehand and, like, do all that manual exfoliation. But I know a lot of people love their Clarisonic. So I was like, what are they going to do?
Yeah, I do hope that there is an option for people who have the Clarisonic to replace their brush heads. I'm not sure what the plan is for that.
Well, I'll tell you, Jess, I'm so glad you asked. Yeah, we didn't plan this, by the way. Yeah. They're like all on 50% off sale right now, but I was looking around and I think this leads to another point of why they might have gone out of business. There's a lot of companies that make brush heads that fit the Clarisonic but are not Clarisonic branded. For example, Facial Source and a couple others. So, like, if you have a Clarisonic, do not throw it in the trash. You can find an off-brand replacement head. Would I have said that when Clarisonic was still in business? No, I feel bad because that's, like, how they made their money. But now, for sure, try one of those. They do say that they don't go at the same rate if you use the off-brand one, but I'm sure that if you're using it, like, gently, it's still okay. Yeah. And then also I was doing a little research just for people that do like a facial cleansing brush. Philips has one that's still available. Foreo, which actually is better, I think, for sensitive skin. You know, the little silicone-y one with the little nubbins. Yeah. I've tried that. It does not irritate me. I think the newest one's called the Foreo Luna. Love those names. And then the Michael Todd cleansing brush. You know that brand?
Michael Todd.
They have so many gadgets and devices
that are still out in the market. So you're not totally lost if this is your jam.
Exactly. But I also just felt like it was the end of an era because I thought it was a very interesting product when it first came out. And remember Chris Skinner was telling us, like, cool, but it's the Texas Instruments. Like, we need one thing that does all the things. Like, you have a phone that does everything. Why can't we have a gadget that could do you the LED, that can do you, you know, the New Face, that can do the Clarisonic, that could do all these things in one, so you don't have to keep buying all these different skincare gadgets if you're interested in that kind of thing?
You know what is interesting? Like, I think, you know, Clarisonic, they're putting it to bed, and I think you're, you know, 1,000% right. Like, it is, people bought the Clarisonic, the people who bought the tool, they have it, and it's kind of like, okay, now what? But it's almost like the dishwasher. They bought their dishwasher, and now they don't need another one for, like, 10 years or whatever. But all of the technology that they have, like, we don't know what the Clarisonic team was working on. We don't know, like, what they're capable of. And is L'Oreal that owns it?
Sounds so nefarious.
No, but
like, they're building.
No, but we don't know, like, what they're, you know, I'm sure they're not, they haven't been sitting there for 10, 15 years just working on the damn brush, like, you know, and, like, trying to perfect, like, the next brush head for 15 years. What else are they working on? What, you know, they're very smart people working over there. I think they were in Seattle.
Maybe they're making that thing that I just described that does it all in one.
What kind of technologies are they working on? And, you know, I'm sure they kept a lot of those people. Where else maybe are those technologies going to pop up within L'Oreal? Like, could they be putting
and
those
we'll see,
brand?
Yeah.
Could they be putting those people or some of those technologies to work within other brands? Because even though the brush market may seem a little like snoozeroo right now, I think the device market is still hot.
Yeah. But if you have one, I'm going to put some links to the brush replacement heads on the blog. And I'll also suggest a couple other facial cleansing devices that you might be into. Or use, you know, a good old double cleanse and a little face massager tool afterwards. That always works. Okay, it's time for Raise a Wand. We have a listener, Raise a Wand. Take it away, Shaylin.
Hi, Jess. Hi, Jen. This is Shaylin from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I was calling to raise a wand to a product from the Crayon case. So in my quest to support more Black-owned beauty brands, I bought a few items from the Crayon case, and one that I got I absolutely love is the washable eye glue stick. It's an eyeshadow primer, and it actually works. I'm a greasy Italian, And I've tried so many eyeshadow primers throughout the years, drugstore brands, prestige brands, and they all still end up creasing at the end of the day. This stuff is amazing. I've been waiting tables outside in the humidity with a mask on, and my eyeshadow does not budge at the end of the shift. So huge raven wand to washable eye glue stick from the crayon case. Thanks.
Okay, I've got to tell you, Shaylin, that is a product I need to check out because I've been, I don't know if you heard one of the recent episodes, I was talking about color payoff and the color changing for my eyeliner. I need a great primer. So I'm going to look into
it. You need a glue stick.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Can I tell you about my razor wand? Now,
hit it.
I am very skeptical about products that like are very like hip and trendy suddenly and like find themselves like on like the like influencer feeds. Like I just like I think you're like that too. It's like as soon as something becomes like very cool overnight.
I refuse to try Augustinus Bader for like a good 6 months because I was like, it can't be all that.
Exactly.
If everybody,
yeah, exactly.
Contrarian. All right.
So I know that like the Balabangles, remember like you got the Balabangles sent to you? They're these weights that
I really, yes.
You know what I'm talking about, right? So they're,
I love
them. Exactly. They're called, so if you don't know what I'm saying, because it's a weird name, Balabangles, B-A-L-A, bangles. They were actually seen on Shark Tank. They're a workout product. So immediately, you know, workout product, like I'm already like running the other way. But they're like these bangles, like they look like cool bracelets. They almost sort of look like, they remind me like if the Flintstones had bracelets, they look like these chunky bangles. And they're actually 1 pound weights. I think they make 2 pounds too. They're like fashionable weights. And they're not cheap, guys. They're $49. And they sell them at places like Urban Outfitters. And I think Bandier has them. And they were sold out everywhere from like March on because everyone was working out at home. I think they may be in stock some places now. But I managed to get my paws on some. The reason why I got them is because you guys know I'm working out with Fleur Maxwell. Body by Fleur, amazing. She is changing my body. She's changing my body. That and the WW, I'm really trying to lose that baby weight. The Balabangles, once Fleur really convinced me to get them, because she uses them all the time, like she's crazy about them. Once I got my hands on them, I actually did start noticing more of a difference in the definition of my arms. And I'm convinced. And they really are better than like the Velcro clunky weights that.
And they look so cool.
They do look cool too. And it's the last thing I'll say about it. Like, you know, if you do, listen, I have the Velcro clunky weights. I have the Amazon's Choice. Like, listen, I was going for the cheap and cheerful for months and months. Those work fine. So don't feel badly if that's what you've got going on. That is fine. That is fine. That is fine. But I like these because with the Velcro ones, I feel like sometimes they're flopping all over. These are just more streamlined and I feel like they look cool and I get it. I put them on and I get it. So if you want to treat yourself, go for the Balabangles.
Yeah, you just put them on and forget about it. I was wearing them out. Remember I had them on my ankles
they did
one time
cool.
And someone thought they were like a cool part of my jumpsuit and I was like, no, it's not an accessory.
Yeah, they look
it's
fashion.
Just I was like, I figured going up and down the subway stairs with them on and my feet was like just a little added, you know,
yeah,
functional fitness.
Functional fitness.
I support you. I also raise
yes,
them on.
I love it. What do you have going on?
I have, I don't know if you saw, I did an Instagram live with Mona Catan.
We all saw.
And we went into her.
We all saw.
Her fragrance collection is amazing. Anyway, watch it on her Instagram if you haven't. But afterwards, she like couldn't believe I didn't have one of her fragrances. I have this musk one. And she's like, if you like musk, actually, you'll like our citrus one. And I was like, okay, how? Because I think the name is a misnomer. I have it here. I've been wearing it nonstop. It's Citrus 08. And it's not a citrus, like it's not your Jo Malone grapefruit. It's not your Annick Goutal, L'Eau d'Adrienne, Atelier Cologne Clementine. These are other citrus fragrances I like. This is more of like, it's a rose fragrance. Mm. It's a very light floral with bergamot and grapefruit. But to me, it's like a rose fragrance and there's a base of oak moss. And it's just the, oh my God, it's so good and light and clean and just smells like fancy sheets at a hotel, but fresh and just has that like There's an air of citrus to it. I would not say it's like Lemon Pledge. It's like for people who don't really like citrus and more like floral, but just want something light.
I'm laughing that
Kayali.
I'm laughing that you said that. I didn't even say the name. That, like that's like the fancy sheets, because like I could really go for that right now. Because that's
like if I was rich, I would buy it and use it as a bed linen spray. That's how good it smells. Kayali Citrus 08. I will put a link. So go get yourself some weights, get yourself some fragrance, and you know, you do you.
I might start wearing the weights around the house. That's a good idea.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
See you on Thursday.
See ya.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us, or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Razor One product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.